It's just after 20 past six on ABC Radio Darwin. Joe Laverty with you this morning. And in these new and unusual times in which we live, we've got lots of stories about dumb stuff that's happened. Well, on a global scale, journalist Jeffrey Toobin is having to apologise to everybody that is reported to because he was on a Zoom meeting. And when they had a little break, he thought it was a good time to have some special private time, but forgot to turn off his camera. And so everybody got to see it, which is, you know, at least awkward, at the very least. I have another example of my 20-year-old who's living at home, and she and her friends down south still get together and they have catch-ups where they drink alone. They're drinking alone, but she's like, no, we're drinking as friends together on across the internet. And one, because they're only young, they're 20, one of them drank to excess, of course, and started puking, and they've had to say, James, what's your mum's phone number? We'll give her a call. And he somehow managed to give that detail, and she came in from the other room livid because he'd been spewing all over the carpet. So lots of things that are just embarrassing that, you know, we probably wouldn't happen in normal times. And this is the content for a new show, which you can go and see, well, content like this, sorry, that you can go and see on Saturday and Sunday this weekend, called Lower the Bar with Kyle Wormsley and Sarah Rubin. Good morning.
Morning, Jo.
Good morning, Jo. Oh, thanks so much for having us this morning.
Just so much fodder for a program like this. Sarah, what is Lower the Bar?
So Lower the Bar is a sketch show. Darwin hasn't really seen very much sketch before, and it's a form that Kyle and I are super excited by. And we've just delved into lockdown, quarantine, COVID, those kind of times, and found all the parts of it that we think are quite hilarious, really, and made it into a show.
What's a sketch show? What's different about a sketch show?
So a sketch show is like small little, I guess you could call them vignettes, and pieced together to make a show. So what to expect in a sketch show is a huge amount of different characters and stories, all that kind of pushed together in one full-length show.
And is it just the two of you on stage?
It is just the two of us with a couple of great costume changes and some surprises along the way.
Oh, that does sound good. Kyle, you've had a lot to draw on during this time. You're an artist and an actor, and you work with young people you work with my daughter, in fact, who was involved in that incident where the guy was puking and mum had to be called in to help clean it up. So you must have so much fodder that you can draw on.
We're so aware of how lucky we are here in Darwin in terms of our COVID experience, but we're also very well connected to friends in Melbourne, internationally. And I think in talking to them, we've kind of like sewn together many different stories. We can't say how many of them are personal, like how many of them are us puking alone in a room on Zoom.
None of them.
None of them are.
Definitely 100%.
It's everyone else, not us.
Didn't eat chips from a bin.
Yeah. And I guess we've like worked out the kind of the spectrum of experiences that, I don't know, is it too soon to laugh? We're hoping not, because we're on this weekend, but we're thinking that laughter is a bit of a coping mechanism, to get through, a wackadoodle time.
It is a wackadoodle time. So some of the things that you look at are, and we went through this phase early on in the pandemic here in Darwin where gym classes and the like had to go online. And that it was met with varying degrees of success. Some have continued online, which is great. Others couldn't wait to get back into the gym. But you'd see things like people doing a downward dog and the actual dog would walk in and take a big dump in the background. Like there's lots of stuff that you can draw on. So how did you narrow it down in a global context into something that you can put on stage?
Yeah, exactly all of those experiences are the things that we tried ourselves. I mean, sometimes embarrassingly so, like you name a Pilates class online or a sourdough making course or a kind of like well-being and mindfulness while staring into your, you know, tiny iPhone screen.
Kombucha on my like benchtop space that's like rotting away.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But any day now, you're going to get into it, Sarah. Totally, yeah.
I did read in your flyer, take a night off tending to your SCOBY, which is what that disgusting fungus thing is in your kombucha. Tell me about your kombucha. It sounds like it's not going well.
It's just sitting on the on the kitchen bench, and it just gotten to a point where I just don't know what to do. You know, you just like every day I just see it. I'm like, I don't even know where to start. Like what, where it's because it's also wet. You just can't like put it in the bin. No. Like you can't just take it and put it in the bin. It's there's so much liquid and it's just. Well, I don't even know what matter that is. It's like, what is that consistency?
Yeah, and technically, it's a living thing. It becomes a presence in your house, doesn't it? You walk past and you acknowledge it, and you go, "There it is."
Yeah, it's alive. We just heard the word pungent in your last ad, and pungent is a word that can really describe the kind of scent coming from it.
So, have you had any drink from your SCOBY kombucha?
I made something at the beginning. Yeah, definitely. I think that's the thing that was like quite funny about what we explored is that at the beginning there was a lot of like positivity and excitement around like what could be achieved, whether that be like in a kind of self-improvement way or in a relationship sense, connection sense. Like there was a lot of excitement and movement. And so we've also tried to look at the positives as well. There's one thing that we really wanted to explore, which was a lot of people that live in Darwin spend a lot of time travelling outside of Darwin, and we've all like really bunkered down in Darwin over the last 6 months.
Yeah. So if you've tried to avoid that, the fact that you live in Darwin previously, there's no way you can this year. Like you have to face up to Darwin and all its warts and glory.
And how good is it?
It's so good.
People are like
so
going
good.
Out and rediscovering. They've never been to Bitter Springs, for example, and suddenly they're like, we better go to Bitter Springs. Turns out, it's amazing. Yeah, like there are these places that you go, that's why people come here.
And so this show, in a way, like in a roundabout way, is a bit of like a ode to Darwin. Mm. It's a bit of like a Darwin love story in a sense, because I think it's really made people fall in love with this place.
Well, you've got two shows, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Darwin Entertainment Centre, selling out fast. So if Saturday evening is your jams, then get onto that. And Sunday at 4:30. That's a family-friendly time, but this is not necessarily a family-friendly show.
Not necessarily, no.
Not for my 11-year-old, but maybe for my 20-year-old.
Maybe the 20-year-old on Zoom. Yeah, totally.
I think the 20-year-old probably draw a lot from
it. Yeah,
there's been so many stories. And I think that 4:30 spot's a good one for us personally because, you know, Saturday night, the 20-year-old's working. So 4:30 on a Sunday is a great time to go and take your adult children and go see. And I know there are so many adult children who've moved up, had to leave university, come and living with their parents. And the parents are like, how did this happen to me? Why is my life like this? So that might be a good time to go and check out. Thank you. And good luck to both of you.
I'm sure it'll be
exceptional.
Thanks so much for having me.
The show is called Lower the Bar. It's got Kyle and Sarah in it, and you can go to the Darwin Entertainment Centre. Go and have a look for your tickets Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon at 4:30.